Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book, Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. In our previous episode, we looked at a word to the servants of God in regard to disobedience. Today, we shall look at the consequences of disobedience. All of us as government leadership, employers, employees, husbands, wives, children, parents, and servants of God have been called to obey. Just the way disciplinary measures are taken against one who disobeys the laid down rules and regulations, there are also consequences for our disobedience to the word of God in whatever area we have been called to serve. Obedience will earn us blessings, whereas disobedience will earn us curses. The following are some of the consequences most of us are going through for our disobedience. We may call it the effects of bad weather, poor diet, poor planning, a bad day, or bad luck, amongst others. We may even throw the blame on others, but the key issue here is our disobedience. Number one is death. It is God's will for us to live long and fulfill destiny. But why do people die prematurely? Some die because of diseases, road accidents, murder, amongst others. People work very hard, but when they are about to start enjoying the work of their hands, they die. People educate their children now. When they are grown up and blessed and have started supporting their parents, they die prematurely. The word of God says that the result of sin is death. It is written in Ezekiel 18:4, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The word of God continues to say in James 1:14-15, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. When it is finished, bringeth forth death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The children of Israel who walked in disobedience died in the wilderness. They never got the opportunity to see the promised land. God's promise for the children of Israel was only fulfilled in the lives of those who walked in obedience. It is written in Joshua 5:6, "For the children of Israel walked 40 days in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord swore unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey." My brothers and sisters, for us to enjoy a long life, let us walk in obedience. Number two, diseases. It is the will of God that we prosper and be in good health. The word of God says in John 1:2, "Behold, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Sicknesses and diseases are not portions of God's children. These sicknesses, however, will pursue those who refuse to walk in obedience to the commandments of God. Pestilence, plagues, fever, inflammation leading to death can come as a result of disobedience. The word of God says, "The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he has consumed thee from off the land, whether you go to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish." That is found in Deuteronomy 28:21 to 22. Skin diseases, mental sicknesses, and blindness are as a result of disobedience. It is found in Deuteronomy 28, 27 to 29. It says, "The Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt, and with the emeralds, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Diseases of the legs and knees are as a result of disobedience." The word of God says in Deuteronomy 37:4, Moses was still strong, even at 120 years, and his eyes were never dim. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Number 3, lack and hunger. When we walk in obedience, God promises to bless the work of our hands. The work of our hands can be our jobs, our businesses, or whatever we do for our living. The work of our hands will be cursed if we walk in disobedience. We work hard in our businesses, jobs, and farms, but the money we get is little or used in hospitals. We harvest and consume all, and it's not enough. We work hard, but wages cannot meet our needs. We plant a lot in the shamba, but harvest very little. It is written in Deuteronomy 28, 38 to 39. Thou shalt carry much seed into the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. We plant, and our crops are eaten by locusts and worms, leading to a poor harvest. Our accounts have no savings, and therefore we are always in want, because the work of our hands has been cursed. Number 4, unfruitfulness. When we walk in disobedience, the wrath of God is released on us. It is written in Ephesians 5:6, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." The hand of God will be against us if we turn into disobedient children, and therefore we will not be able to enjoy his backup. It is written in 1 Samuel 12:15. "But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers." Once the work of our hands is cursed, we shall never progress. We shall be stagnated and unfruitful. We shall start businesses, they pick up well, but after some time, they collapse. When we suffer unfruitfulness, areas of our lives show no progress. Years start and end without us accomplishing anything. No progress is seen in our personal lives, in our families, houses, jobs, and even businesses, because we are cursed. We can neither progress in the city nor the village. Our children will not progress. Our cattle will be barren. Everything we do will be cursed. We can call it witchcraft, but all this unfruitfulness is because of disobedience. The word of God says in Deuteronomy 28:16-20, "Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, and increase of thy kine, and the flocks of the sheep. Cursed shall thou be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hands unto for to do, until you be destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me." Number 5, insecurity. When the hand of God is against us, we fail to enjoy his blessing of protection. Our enemies rise against us and defeat us. It is written, The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. That is found in Deuteronomy 28:25. We get imprisoned for the mistakes we have not committed. We are attacked and robbed along the road and even in our own homes and houses, and nobody comes to save us. It is written in Deuteronomy 28:29, and thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thieves break in our homes, business places, workplaces, and go away with our property without anyone noticing. Our farms are invaded by thieves at night, and they eat what they did not sweat for. It is written, thy ox shall be slain before thy eyes, and thou shalt not eat therefore. Thy ass shall violently be taken away from before you, and you shall be it shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thy enemies, and thy shall have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto other people, and their eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which you knowest not eat up, and shall only be oppressed and crushed always. That is found in Deuteronomy 28:31-33. When the Israelites disobeyed God, God allowed the enemy to smite them in war. It says the word of God, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be vexed against you, as it was against your fathers. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Number 6, lack of peace and rest. All the above afflictions will take away our peace. Many people have entered into depression because of the afflictions they are going through. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thy eyes, which thou shalt see. That is found in Deuteronomy 28:34. Brethren, life is not life without peace. You have wealth, but living in fear. Our blessings should not add us sorrow, but bring joy to our lives. I hope you enjoyed this chapter of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at the blessings of obedience. Thank you for listening.